You're listening to SBS News.
Australian Sean Turnell has already been detained in Myanmar for 20 months. And now the economic advisor to former leader Aung San Suu Kyi faces 3 years in jail. Deposed leader Ms Suu Kyi was also sentenced to 3 years in prison, both charged with violating the Official Secrets Act during a sentencing which took place in a closed court. The offence carries a maximum sentence of 14 years. Aung San Suu Kyi and Sean Turnell have always maintained their innocence. Mr Turnell was arrested in February last year, just days after Myanmar's former leader was arrested when her elected government was ousted by the army. University of Technology Sydney chief economist Tim Harcourt is a long-time family friend of Mr Turnell and told SBS his sentencing is an outrage.
He's the best human being you could ever meet, so it's almost like the nicest person being treated dreadfully. Well, in 3 days it'd be too long, given how much time he's already done. And it's completely unjust. They're trumped-up charges. All he's done is tried to help Burmese people out of poverty and given good technical economic advice. So, you know, 3 years is too long, 3 months is too long, 3 days is too long. And I just hope they deport him.
Mr Turnell's wife, Ha Vu, has described the news as heartbreaking. In a statement, Ms Vu pleaded for authorities to deport her husband, citing that he had already been in prison for almost two-thirds of his sentence. There has been backlash from legal experts and human rights groups following the conviction, particularly because it took place in a closed military court in the capital Naypyi Taw. Australian officials and the media were banned from the courtroom and lawyers were gagged from speaking publicly. The Myanmar researcher at Human Rights Watch, Manny Mong, says this process is completely illegitimate.
No representatives from the Australian government have been able to go there from the embassy. Not even his lawyers have been allowed to go in there while he's been defending himself. So it's pretty clear that these convictions have absolutely no credibility, that they're a complete sham, and that it's being done in a way to try and legitimise the junta's own self-worth of being in power.
Ms Mong added it's clear Mr Turnell is being used as a political pawn due to his advisory relationship to Ms Suu Kyi. She says this illegitimate justice system forms part of widespread and ongoing corruption carried out by the military government, with five others also convicted on the same charges.
The acts and crimes that the military has been, you know, basically acting out with impunity on against its own population are crimes against humanity and in some cases war crimes. But this is all in the context of things like arbitrary arrests where tens of thousands of people have been arrested all over the country. And unfortunately, Sean Turnell just happens to be one of them.
The question of whether or not Mr Turnell will be deported is one of great anxiety for his family. His wife, Ms Vu, has written countless desperate appeals to the state administration, calling for her husband to be returned to Australia, says Ms Mong. She says while precedent suggests Mr Turnell could be deported, there's no guarantee in Myanmar's justice system.
What we're fearing is probably that they may charge him with some other bogus charges that means that he has to stay longer. But given that there is precedent and that previous foreigners have also been charged and convicted but then allowed to go home, we hope that that's the case for Sean.
Ms Mong has asked the Australian government to step in. Since the beginning, the Australian government has condemned Mr Turnell's arrest and once again has called for his immediate release. In a statement, Foreign Minister Penny Wong said Australia will advocate strongly for Professor Turnell until he's returned to his family. The exact charges against Mr Turnell have never been revealed, although state television claimed he allegedly tried to leave the country with secret documents. Mr Harcourt insists there is nothing political about Mr Turnell's work.
I mean, he's just got economic documents that he needs in his work, you know, like advising on financial matters and matters of the Myanmar economy. It's nothing to do with anything secretive. Sean's a technical economist. He's not someone that meddles in in politics or internal type issues. It's just he's got economic, he's like he's got, you know, Reserve Bank board papers, nothing more than that.
Mr. Turnell has always maintained the documents were not classified, but simply economic advice to the civilian government. Defence lawyers are reportedly expected to file an appeal in the coming days. He is also being sentenced under immigration law, which carries a maximum sentence of 5 years prison. Proceedings have now been adjourned until next week, when Ms. Suu Kyi will appear in court. She has already been sentenced to more than 17 years in prison for unrelated offences. Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.